So, you nervous?
No, sir.
Excited, then?
Perhaps. I'm just trying to stay cool for this test run.
Piloting a new type of orbital frame. You should know that a lot of your co-pilots would kill for an opportunity like this one.
Instructor, I'm honored. Really. I had no idea I was qualified enough yet, though.
Your scores say a lot. The way you handle things, even more. People like you are what the UNSF are looking for.
Thank you, sir. Sir, could you tell me more about the new OF?
Haven't you been instructed with a manual?
Yes, but there was something I didn't understand. Even though the specifications aren't that much different from any other OFs, it seems like this one was built for two.
That's correct. As you know, it's still experimental, which is why we picked the two best runners in training for this test.
And the other runner would be...
Yo.
You have got to be kidding me.
Nope. This is serious. I'm the other runner.
I'm not listening.
Oh, come on, Leo.
La 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 la, not listening.
Oh, Christ. Activating onboard AI.
Activating lower thrusters.
You ready?
Shut up.
Whoa! Okay, once we're done with this test run, you and I need to
talk. Leona, do you copy?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear.
Good. I've uploaded the test run mission objectives to the onboard AI. Did you activate it yet?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be monitoring everything from here on. Not only Raiden's conditions, but the two of you also. Should anything go wrong, we're to head back to the base as soon as possible. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Switching over to AI command.
Good morning, runners. Charlie, Bronson, and Leona, Burnley. I am Ada, Rhydon's onboard AI, and I will now go over the objectives for this test run.
Skip objectives and hand over controls.
Charlie, what the hell are you doing?
We need to talk.
Can't this wait?
No, it's about last week.
We're conducting a test run with a brand new orbital frame, and you want to talk about what you messed up last week?
Look, it's been bothering me all week, and...
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't be your little Miss Perfect in front of everyone, just so you could...
You think that's what this whole thing is about? It's...
Allow me to interrupt.
What?!
We have arrived at the first test area. Please prepare weapons for first test.
Fine, let's do all these frickin' tests first.
Just keep your eyes on the radar and off my butt.
Oh, come on.
Logging results and transferring data to UNSF Test Center database.
Permission to speak up, co-runner?
Keep it short.
Alright. First off, I'm sorry.
Damn right, you should be. You made me look like an idiot, telling me to do this and that and...
Just hear me out. Last week wasn't... It shouldn't have been that way. I'm just sick of how my family talks about you. It's like they don't allow me to pick my own friends.
What are you talking about? They always seem nice to me.
Actually, they're not. They're just a bunch of hypocrites. They shouldn't be able to control my life anymore. But they do. They still do.
Charlie, I don't know if you really mean it or just trying to make me feel sorry for you.
Give me a break already.
Sorry. What?
I arranged this whole thing. You know, you, me, here.
You what?
You wouldn't talk to me, and I had to show you something.
Oh, this better be good.
Hold up. We're almost there. Okay. Look. Just over the top of Jupiter.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Every now and then, the gases from the surface get up into space, and when in contact with the cosmic dust, it reacts. Fireworks from space.
It's wonderful, Charlie. But why are you showing me this?
After we finish all this, we can see it every night from the colony near Jupiter. Antilia, you know? Together.
I don't know, Charlie. What you did really hurt.
I regret it.
You lied to me. How will I know you won't do it again?
I don't want you to get hurt in any way.
I'll think about it. Just give me some time, okay?
Of course. But don't keep me waiting too long.
Okay. What's that?
I don't know. Ada, give me a scan.
Target identified as non-UNSF orbital frame.
Barum?
Maybe. Get the weapon systems ready. Ada, switch to long-range camera. Christ, that's a Type C orbital frame. Where the hell did Barum get that?
Oh my god. Charlie, we better get out of here.
Maybe too late. Send out a message to headquarters. Hurry!
Send. Let's go.
Okay.
Shit!
Hand over the orbital frame.
Like hell we will.
I'll see it once more. Hand over the orbital frame!
Damn it! Leona, how long until we get any help?
Too long.
Shit. Looks like we're gonna have to fight this bitch ourselves. You ready?
Ready.
Ada, engage escape pod for runner seat number 2 and eject to UNSF base.
What?
Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm gonna have some more fireworks in space for you.
Charlie?
Goodbye.
Such heroic nonsense. Die!
Shut up!
Ready for combat operation.
Damn you!
Die! Die! Stupid little bastard! Is that the best you can do?
I'll show you my best. Yeah!
No!
LEV 37401 calling Ryan Test Runners. Do you copy? I repeat, this is LEV 37401. Anyone copy? Ryan OF, do you copy? Runner Burnwood, is that you? Runner Burnwood, please respond. What happened to the Raiden orbital frame?
Destroyed. We were attacked by a Barum orbital frame. Like none we've seen before.
And Runner Robson?
Gone.
I'm sorry. We We'll pick you up in just a few moments. Goal 2, Goal 3, check the area for Raiden's black box, and then have a battery frame.
Copy that, Goal Leader.
Roger that, Goal Leader.